Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and well, what a great start. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Wednesday, the 21st of October. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning in the news. We'll be talking about the Giro d'Italia and the Vuelta a España, the two grand tours that are happening at the moment over in Europe in cycling. And we'll have an update on our cricket from Ashwin. Stephen will take us through the sporting birthdays this morning. We'll be talking about rugby union with a sad day with Eddie Tonks passing away and also some coaching news in various teams. And also we'll be talking about a doping violation that has been overturned. And let's kick off with the cycling news. Over in the Giro d'Italia, it was a breakaway stage with a breakaway group of 28 allowed to go away. In the end, Jan Trasnik from Bahrain McLaren managed to break away from that group and take the stage win ahead of Ben O'Connor, who broke away with him from that breakaway group from NTT Pro Cycling. In the overall classification, they came in together. The pink jersey winner managed to eke out an extra second with a late charge to the line. That was Jan Almeida, who is now leads Wilco Kelderman by 17 seconds. In the general classification. Over in the Vuelta a España, and it was the first stage of the 18-stage race and all its 21 stages, obviously been slightly shortened due to coronavirus. And this race has kicked off with a mountains top finish, which is unusual for a Grand Tour. Primoz Roglic from Team Jumbo-Visma took the stage by 1 second ahead of Richard Carapaz and Daniel Martin. Primoz Roglic was helped by George Bennett, the Kiwi, and they're both on Team Jumbo-Visma. George Bennett came in ninth overall after helping Primoz come to that victory. With the time bonuses, he has a small lead overall. The big losers on the day were Thibaut Pinot Chris Froome, two pre-race contenders, but they lost 10 and 11 minutes. And you've got to say their races are already over after just one stage in. I'm going to hand you over to Arthur now, who's going to take us through our cricket news.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our viewers and listeners on the interweb. And Rippon chalks up the first domestic century of the season. As wickets fell all over the country, Michael Rippon has scored the first century of the new domestic season in New Zealand for Otago against Auckland on the first day of their Plunkett Shield match at Eden Park. He scored more than half the team's runs as Otago were bowled out for 186, Ripon scoring 106. In reply, Auckland is 79 for 3. And on a side note, we had our first COVID substitution as Mark Chapman, who was feeling unwell, was subbed out for Ben Lister just before the start of the match. And it wasn't Calypso Calypso, it was Wellington Calypso as at the Basin Reserve, as Canterbury bowled out Wellington for just 65, with the Black Cap in waiting, top scoring with 31, that's Devon Conway. Whilst the pitch resembled the outfield, some of Wellington's shot selection has to be questioned. In reply, Canterbury 148 for 5. And in the match between Northern Districts and Central Districts, which is most likely heading for a draw, in another truncated day of cricket, Jeet Ravale continued on to 68 and Henry Cooper 48 as Northern made it through to 121 without loss. There's only been about 34 overs bowled in that match over 2 days. And is this the start of the Kings 11 charge up the table? Kings 11 have beaten the Royal Challengers Bangalore and Mumbai Indians, and now this morning they have overcome table toppers Delhi Capitals. The Capitals batted first and scored 164 for 5. Shikhar Dhawan scoring 106 from 61 balls, but the Capitals' innings lacked that explosive acceleration towards the end of the innings. In reply for the Kings 11, Nicholas Puran scored 53 off 28 and Chris Gayle 29 off 13 as they got home with over to spare. I'll get that out eventually. Anywho, that sees the Kings 11 starting to move up the table. And as I said, it'll be interesting to keep an eye on them as they start to make a charge up the table and see where they can start to get towards the top. And that, Paul, is our cricket news for today. Nope, you're on mute. Fine.
Thank you very much, Ashwin. Let's hand over to Stephen, who will take us through our birthdays this morning. Can I find the right window, that is, to press play? There we go.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio. And birthdays today, a Rugby World Cup winning Black Fern, an Indian-born Black Cap, and finally a New Zealand field athlete with an impressive CV. That's where we start this morning. Gavin Lovegrove, born this day, the 21st of October 1967, is a retired New Zealand track and field athlete who competed in the javelin throw. His personal best of 88.20 metres set in 1996 is the New Zealand record. During his career, he twice represented his homeland at the Summer Olympics 1992 and 1996, and he won a bronze medal at three consecutive Commonwealth Games in 1986, 1990, and of course 1994. He also participated in five world championships in 1987, 1991, 1993, 1995, and 1997. He also twice broke the world junior record, 76.68 meters and 79.58 meters, both in 1986, and was a six-time national champion in 1987, 1990, 91, 92, 93, and 1994. Moving right along, AJ is Eunice Patel, born this day, the 21st of October 1988, is a New Zealand cricketer who plays for Central Districts in the domestic cricket. He made his international debut for New Zealand cricket team in October 2018. The following month, he made his test debut for New Zealand, taking 5 wickets in the second innings. He emigrated with his family from Mumbai when he was 8 years old and was formerly a left-arm seam bowler. In May 2020, New Zealand Cricket awarded him a central contract ahead of the 2021 season. And finally this morning, going to the Oval Ball game, Te Kura Rongo Ngā Arangamate, born this day, the 21st of October 1991, is a New Zealand Rugby Union footballer who has represented New Zealand in Rugby Union and the Cook Islands in Rugby League. She debuted for the Black Ferns in 2014 against Australia. She was named in the Black Ferns squad for the 2017 Women's Rugby World Cup in Ireland, and she also became a Rugby World Cup winner. She's also played for the Cook Islands at the 2017 Women's Rugby League World Cup and in the Rugby League Nines in 2018. And also in the Rugby League Commonwealth Championships, she also scored a try against Canada. So that's our birthday recipients today, Te Kura Rongo Ngā Aringa Mite, and also Gavin Lovegrove and AJ's Eunice Patel, all having a birthday today. I want to wish them all a very happy birthday. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Stephen, and I hope they all have a wonderful birthday as well, and also some lovely cake. Salid E. Nasir, the world 400 metres champion, has had her doping violation charge as dismissed. She missed four out of competition tests, and if you miss three during the 12-month period, then you end up with a violation and a ban. It appears one of her four whereabouts was dismissed, as the tester got the flat numbers wrong and knocked on a utility door rather than her flat door, which meant that the three tests she had missed weren't within a 12-month period, and therefore she got off having a two-year ban. They say that this is a close run thing that she needs to learn about how to her doping testing availability needs to be a much better going forward. And she's ran the third fastest time in history to claim the world championships in Doha in 2019. Moving on to the rugby then, and sad day as Eddie Tonks passed away at the age of 85. He was the New Zealand Rugby's chairman between 1990 and 1995, with laying the foundations, or doing a lot of the foundation work for rugby to go professional in 1996. Our thoughts with his family, friends and family today. Moving on then, and the All Blacks announced their squad to head over to Australia for the Rugby Championship. And the All Blacks will travel with an initial squad of 36 players, with Sevilla and Lualala to join them in a week or two. Two players have been added to the team as injury cover: George Bauer, the Otago prop, and Wellington loose forward. De Plys Karifi will be joining the squad as injury cover. There's already Mitchell Dunshea, Nyla Mappi, and Peter Amanga-Jensen there as injury cover as well, and they will all be part of the squad that heads over to Australia for the Rugby Championship against the Wallabies and the Pumas, with the Springboks having pulled out. We talked a lot about that last night on the Driving Maul show. Please do go back and listen to that, as Bo and I talked about the Bledisloe Cup. We talked about the Rugby Championship, etc. So yes, join us for do go back and listen to that. You can also listen to it on the go as well. Just download your favorite podcatcher, be that iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and search for New Zealand Sports Radio. In coaching news, as expected, Tony Brown has been announced as the Highlanders' new head coach after Aaron Major stepped aside after 3 years in the role. Tony Brown has signed a two-year contract before he will then return to assistant coaching roles with Japan ahead of the 2023, Rugby World Cup. Good luck to Tony Brown. My pick for the head coaching role there was Ben Herring, but it looks like Ben Herring is off to Japan, where he'll be assistant coach for the Hino Red Dolphins over there. So congratulations to both of those on their new coaching appointments. Don't forget to join the Standoff show this evening at 8 p.m. where Brad will take you through all of the NRL news ahead of the grand final this coming weekend. He'll be having a chat about their award, the annual award ceremony as well, that we reported on yesterday. So you have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news here on New Zealand Sports Radio.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.